Welcome to everyone. Can you hear me, please? Possible to hear? Yeah, okay. I'm here with a book called Yog Vasishth, and it's ancient book. I really don't know the historical time of it, like when it was written. Probably not written, because there has been tradition of, like, we have learned writing like very late, and books were kind of like even before writing. So probably there has been a tradition of people remembering book and then, you know, passing it to another, and kind of like that way. And then whenever we were able to write, you know, or maybe even after somebody got interested and kind of like put it together as book. So I really don't know the timing, like when it was written. And book is in Sanskrit. Sanskrit is known like a language known to express experiences, like, and so this is why I think it's very rich language to express experiences. Like, generally, like the languages which came later, they are very good in expressing thinking, you know, kind of like thinking and thoughts. And this is like more like an experiential language. So, and probably people who were into it, they were trying to kind of like experience, not think so much. So this is why this book will not have so much thinking, you know, it will have so much experiencing. And so many times, like, to translate like some experience into language, I think is really not easy, kind of like one simple experience, like if you have to express that you ate lunch and how did you experience the lunch? You know, it is good to say, you know, was very nice, but this doesn't express, actually, you know, kind of like not enough. Like any like simple experiencing things, I think so far we don't have very good language to express experiences. You know, so. Like in order to, you know, speak about the book, like I really have to try my best, and I cannot say that, you know, I will be able to, but, you know, I will just try. And also when we are trying to understand experiencing, it is very helpful if we kind of like, many times if we talk, you know, if you have any kind of like any doubt, anything coming, so please ask as many times as you want, you know, please. It will not be any kind of hindrance or any kind of problem. And the orientation of the book is yoga, not yoga, but yoga. And what is the difference between yoga and yoga? Yoga means union, and yoga means physical exercises. So, so actually, you know, what is that we get unified to, you know, like what is this union, like where they talk about? Probably like if we look at our expressions, like expressions of whatever we express, generally they are based on some previous expression, like, you know, like what I express is caused by some previous expression. Generally, like, our life is built on on expressions, and our expressions doesn't go deep enough to the life. We keep on expressing, like, you know, on top of, and never caring about the life, about the depth from where first expression would have happened. Like, at some point, certainly, one expression would have come, or several, from the life itself. But then later we forgot about that, and we keep on, like, our reference point is my past expression, or my past, what I perceived from that. So the whole life is expressing the expressions, like, no, never really touch the life. What enabled us even to express. So union means really getting unified to the life and let life express it, not the previous expressions. So that will be the meaning of yoga. And certainly, the book is like in stories, like, you know, there are story inside story, somebody talking to somebody. So, like, what I'm feeling, if I just kind of erase, like, if I don't say who is talking to whom, because generally, like, what will be that? Generally, we will find talking, like I talking to me, you know, Mariaji talking to Mariaji, you know. Like in this book, like when we listen, it will happen that, like we are talking to we, you know, like it's kind of like happens that way, that really somehow we get caught and end up looking inside. So, like, I think it will be helpful to forget about the story, who is talking to whom, and really listening as if I am talking to me, kind of, you know, in that way. Maybe that helps. Anything like so far? So that means I'm allowed to go into the book. So thank you for allowing me. So since I'm not going in the story, so let's say I'm speaking to me, Mariaji speaking to Mariaji, you know, Jauharji to Jauhar, kind of like in that way, just listening that way as if you are speaking to yourself. And book says, Bikalp Kalpana Nelp Jalpitai अल्प बुद्धि भी भेदै रुद्ध रताम नीतः संसार कुहरे भ्रमः. So, like generally, like if we really watch ourselves into choosing anything in the life, into having to, like, just simply going to a cloth shop and watch ourselves, what I am going to choose. So there is like a possibility that, like, generally not because we don't want to be troubled, so we choose a color in life, like generally, like, you know, generally we choose same color kind of forever, you know, like, you know, this is like a general choice, that because I don't want to be in the trouble, you know, like I don't want to be that shopkeeper show me like so many colors and still I'm indecisive, like, you know, this trouble. So generally, like, we happen to have a choice of colors, no? So generally, like, it when I go to a, say, cloth shop, I already know what I'm going to choose, you know, like I don't give any chance for me to choose, actually. Like, from when I started at home, I already knew what I am going to choose. So here, Sage is saying that since we have so many options in life, like so many things. And our intellect is not good enough to choose the right, to choose appropriate. So then, like it's always for the intellect, it's like as if day is not bright, you know, day is cloudy. And like we don't have like a very, very clear kind of feeling what to choose. And having so many options and not very bright intellect, not very bright faculty. So, bhedai uddhartam nita. We are like somehow kind of like remember yourself when you really have chosen a class. Like, just remember. And I think, you know, if you remember correctly, you will remember yourself getting tired of and choosing something. Like if you really remember yourself choosing something, so then it will be like getting tired of, or the shopkeeper getting tired of you, like either way, and then only kind of like. So he's saying, actually, because of so many options, like a choice is not easy. Choosing is not easy, as well as because we also don't have like a clarity. We really don't know what I want, kind of like, you know, ah, this could be good, this could be good. Like, that is how we behave. So Sage is saying that world like really makes us like that. Like the world having so many options and we having not good enough equipment makes us like to be in doubt always. Like even if I choose, still I am in doubt. Ah, you know, I should have kind of like I remember, you know, especially like in India, you know, like the women like sarees, so really like it's a really big job to get a saree because like like so really you go with your wife and and she is the one who chooses the saree. And on the way back, you know, she will say, please come back, you know, we have to choose different. Yeah. and then you feel humiliated. Kind of like what shopkeeper will think, you know, because. And also that is not like even you go back. Many times you have to go next day again. So I think, you know, this is what sage is saying, like this is how. Like, this is how we are in the life, like with the choices that like, we really find ourselves always in doubt. Like always, I should have, you know, that one, I should have that one. So always, even with like a, like even when we feel that I am very clear, you know, still doubt prevails, you know, doubt is always there. So Sage is saying like our life really is prevailed by doubt. Like always doubt is there. Then he's saying because we have alpa buddhi bhi, like very not very clear intellect, not very maybe like I never have a chance to know what I like. I always like generally like my choices are not my choices. They are like if I see my friend wearing yellow color, you know, I say I must also wear yellow color, kind of like my choices are not my choices. So when I buy yellow color because of my friend, like I'm always doubting it because, you know, it's not my choice. So Sage is saying like generally our life is that way, like really doubt keeps on catching us at breakfast time, you know, at before lunch, after lunch, you know, tea time, before dinner, after dinner, you know, and in the dreams as well as also again in the morning. So saying like our life is always caught by the doubt, and since doubt is always there, then it's very difficult to know me. You know, like if I don't know what I like, how I will be able to know me? So Sage is saying like that's how we are found, like we really find ourselves that way in the world. सताम कथम इवाम अस्थे जायते जाल पंजरे वाल एवा तु मिच्छन्ति फलम मुकुर विम्बवत। Satam means saying people who know, they say that we find ourselves in the network of doubt and end up trying to taste fruits which are seen in mirror, kind of like fruits which we see in mirror, we really try to taste that. So what he means that if I don't know what I want, that means without knowing, I will say, because of the influence of, you know, Brijaniji, you know, I chose the yellow cloth. And so that means certainly, because it's not my choice, so it's not going to make me happy as well as. So, but sage means that I will end up trying to taste the fruits which are which I see in mirror, you know, which are not in reality. I'm trying to fulfill me from the yellow color, although I don't know if I like yellow or not, kind of like. Like our lives become trying to fulfill without knowing if this is the thing which is going to be to fulfill me. So it's like always, like all the tries of life becomes like trying for something which probably is not going to fulfill, always, and then kind of saying that, I made a wrong choice, kind of. Also after also I don't see that, you know, because of Brijani I chose the yellow, you know. I say, oh, I made the wrong choice, after also. And then I say, okay, you know, then I see, you know, Jauhar wearing multicolor and I choose this. And because since it's not my choice, so again, I will not be happy with it. So then I'll say, I will not accept that because of Jauhar I made this choice. I say, I made the wrong choice. And then some, you know, Devji, like with blue, you know, really, you know, very attractive, huh? Good. And then again, you know, saying, I made the wrong choice, actually, you know. It was Devji who made the choice, you know, not me. But then later I said, this was not the right choice, you know. And sparkling red. Certainly, like, you know. So Sage is saying, like, this is how our life goes. Like, really, we keep on going from one to another, to another, to another, without really looking back, without really looking into us, you know, whether this is what I want. And doubt keeps on getting stronger and stronger. Chef, any questions so far, please? Like, everyone is welcome, but one by one, not at the same time. So that means, you know, I'm clear enough, you know. Could I do to my back like this? Okay, so thank you. That means, you know, I shouldn't do, huh? You are creating doubt in me. Okay, so na tadasti yad ayam kala sakal ghasmara grasate tat jagat jatam protha dhimiv vat va. And life keep on passing that way. And because another thing is also that we find ourselves in life with a kind of like a span, you know, there is, you are born and there is like end to the body. So like our, since our life is limited and like having so many choices, you know, I keep on spending time, like means life, without considering that, you know, time is passing. And suddenly, you know, in the mirror one day I see, my hairs are getting white. And then like some kind of recognition comes that, maybe I should look a different way, you know, like maybe like so far, you know, my hairs are getting white and so far I really don't know anything, you know. If somebody asks, you know, if I have any satisfaction, probably I will say no, kind of. So, like, to some people only, not to everyone, you know, even when all my hairs are white, still I think that, you know, I am going to live eternal, kind of. But to some people, like, and to some people, you know, it doesn't have to be white, you know. Like, there are many here who have no white hair yet, and they really are thinking that way. So saying actually, time keeps on going, and we really never question back to see if I'm getting anything from what I am living. And then like the day we are able to see this, like a but sage is saying like the day we are able to see it, then it looks like, you know, this has not been my life. I really haven't lived any day, like even a single day in my life. You know, I lived always someone's life. I always was living for someone and have not lived any day for me. So saying, like when we keep on passing the time, and one day it might happen that really question catch you, and in reality when we see, we find that doesn't look like my life. It looks like many, many other people are living through me, but not me. So saying like someday it happens that we catch and then we see that maybe many, many people are living my life, but not me. समस्त सामान्यतया भीमः कालो महेश्वरः दृश्य सताम इमाम सर्वा कवली कर्तुम उद्यता. Sage is saying like when we really catch ourselves that I'm not living, other people are living my life. So then like he's saying like generally we find ourselves like going into, like even then he's saying like when we catch ourselves that I'm not living my life, even then we don't make use of that. Even then we really go into depression. You say, okay, already my 60, 50 years passed, and you know, I'm left with only 20 more years, kind of. And we can make use of that, this question, really to live my life my way. And he's saying like instead of that, we really go into worry, into kind of depression, you know, that you know, like I haven't lived and now there is no time. And Sage is saying actually instead of going into this depression kind of way, you know, if we can really start from that day, really look into depth of us and try to live our life, that will be more helpful than going into depression. Mahata mapi no deva pratipalayati chanam kalah kavali तानंतु विश्वो विश्वात्मताम गत। एंड रिली टू really to know oneself like Sage is saying that there is always enough time, there is never less time because in a moment one can drop into the life, one can drop into yoga. So really again not to go into depression, but to go into moment, into that moment when you felt that I need to feel me, and it will be possible for you to really be unified, be in union with the life, and Vishwatmatam gata. Saying that connecting you could connect to everything. Like I said, Vishwamatam means that one experience of you could know the whole at the same time, like really dropping into the life could like a like what he means that we doesn't need to go into one by one into experiences, like really connecting ourselves can bring can bring like what he means that we don't need time to in order to experience life, because that can be one connectivity and all each experienced. So saying like, actually in order to know life, we need to be like timeless, we need to be connecting to eternal within us, and that will be enough. Like one of that connectivity will be enough. Yugal vatsar kalpakhei kinchit prakatatam gata rupai lakshya rupatma sarva makram tishthati. So Sage is saying like you, in order to experience life, you need not time. Like you need probably the depth, the timelessness, and kinchit prakatatam gata. And one dip into that, like one real dip into that, will keep on expressing like life in time, like forever. Like he's saying like, once you have one dip of that, then probably in time expression will keep on kind of going on. Means then time life can be expressed like one by one. But for experiencing one dip is enough. And certainly from that one dip, all the forms of life, all the One way of expressing it will be like when you go to, say, lake and dip in, so that experience, and then you come out and then you can feel your finger that is also dipped, you know, toe is also kind of like. Later, you can go one by one, like, and then you see that this part is also has feeling of dipping into water, that also has feeling of dipping into water. But when you were dipping, there was no feeling of like this finger, and you know, like it was like fully you dipped in, and then later, like to maybe if you want to write book about a dip, I think it will be a book kind of like later, you know, because like it could be that, you know, like you have like little maybe mosquito, you know, like has a here, so there will be like little irritation, so here you will be feeling different from the dip. Maybe there is a cut here, so here different. So later it's possible to write a book about a dip. But while you are dipping, you know, it's different. So that's what he means, like really to dip in life, you know, and then later there will be possibility to express it differently or one by one. But while dipping, it's not like different, you know, like different feeling will only come after. So saying, since experiencing life is like that, like once you really fall in, and then probably one life is not good enough to speak about it, kind of like this is what he means, like then every time you speak is with a different connection, you know, with different, because that is in time. So he's saying that once really dipping into the life enables you to to speak about it, like maybe whole life or all the time, and every time maybe speech comes differently, you know, because it's different part connected to the experience. So saying that will keep on, you know, this one good dip will be enough to speak all your life. So any question, please? Yes, please.
You talked about dipping into life. All of us, all people, they get up and they live their lives for that day. I'm not really sure what the experience
is. Yeah, because like, you know,
in like having a spiritual experience of some sort, or
Yeah, probably like, you know, in the beginning he said, like, how we live. Like, in the beginning he said, we are found with doubt. So even when we live, we don't live. Like, with the doubt. And this dipping, he is saying that if without doubt, if we can dip in, kind of, into the life. Like, generally, like, in the beginning, he was talking about our life, that generally our choices are somebody's choices.
So does that mean when we're absolutely sure of something?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's what he means. Like, dipping into life means really knowing, not from the cloudy place. Like he described, that generally we are found as if we don't have enough life, enough light to see.
So the knowing would be, would that be from the heart?
Yeah, probably from the heart, we can say. You know, probably not, like, the certainty doesn't work there, you know. Because certainty works in the faculty of mind. Because certainty works as long as we are not sure. And when we are sure, certainty doesn't have any, is not needful, actually. Thank you, Leni ji.
You were talking about less, where you can choose between going into depression or going into dipping into love.
Yeah.
And so can you say more about this place, like where is this kind of choice to come from?
Choices?
Where is choice, like, to go this way or that way?
Yeah, you know, actually, like in, when we find ourselves in one of those situations, generally we allow worries to take over. And worries, I think, you know, they don't have enough wisdom, you know. Like, they have wisdom to make us worry, you know, more worried, but not solve. So, like what I was saying, if we allow not worried to take over, you know, like, say, like, certainly they will be there, happy to, I'm at your service, you know. Like, when you come, say, when you fly to India, you come out of airport, and there are many taxi drivers, they say, I'm at your service. But actually, like, you know that they are not at your service, you know. They are at their service, kind of. So worries are at their service, actually, you know. If they can make you worry, you know, it's really good for them, you know. They can be, they can live, they can sleep on your bed. And if they cannot, you know, they will be out of your house. So actually, they are not at your service. They really want that, you know, you are coming from Israel, you have dollars, so they really want them. So that's why, like, at that time, if we can not allow them, like it looks like really, you know, those taxi drivers, you know, they really want to serve, you know, like so humble, you know, oh sir, you know, oh madam. But behind is something else. So similar is with the worries. Like they really look like as if they are kind of very connected to me, you know. They really want my best. But actually they really want to sleep on your bed. The moment you notice, yeah, you just, in the very beginning. Otherwise, it will be too late.
You know, like to drop in.
Yeah, you know, there will be like something you felt, and out of that worry came, like, and then worry came. So if you can be in the feeling of that, say you recognize, my white still in my hair are getting white. So this is the recognition. And then suddenly, you know, this time comes, this worry comes. So if you can be with this feeling of that, my hairs are getting white, and not allow the other, and then some wisdom will come.
Is there already a word in Sanskrit for depression?
No. No, it's not. Like, I'm just explaining, like, yeah. Yes, please.
When you were talking, at several moments you stopped.
Yeah.
And I wondered what happened then. It seemed.
Yeah, because,
I
like.
I know that you concentrated.
Like.
To find words, but. I got the feeling that you, well, if it's about this knowing, I assume this is available for you, and that at those moments that you were silent, that you needed some time to dig it up, this experience, and then it comes out. So it seemed to me.
Yeah. It's, you are very right. Yeah.
And is it also true that because to me, as you were talking, you didn't give me the expression that something got lost because you were speaking English, because I think it's clear that you have to go from the Sanskrit to the English.
Yeah.
But as I got the feeling that not much is lost because of this, but of course, you know yourself, but I'd like to hear something about that.
You know, I think I try to be, you know, as much as I can, you know, but like I try that, you know, if nothing is lost, but sometimes something gets lost, you know, like sometimes I really don't find words, you know, in English. So, but then I try to say differently, but of course, like maybe sometimes something is lost, but most of it is not. Okay, so we are over time, so thank you.